こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたテルアビブ大学の研究で、人間の脳は男性脳と女性脳のように性別ではっきり分けられないことが分かりました。これまで女性と男性の脳の構造の違いや言動の差から脳にも性別があるとされてきました。しかし1400人の脳を MRI で分析したところ、性別差があるというよりは個人差でした。脳の部位やサイズだけでなく、脳全体を性別ごとに比較したのは今回の研究が初めてです。研究を率いたダフナ・ジョー教授は以下のように述べています。私たちは少年少女、男性女性をいつも分けて考えています。でもそれは偏見というだけでなく、科学的にも間違っている。性別を超えてみんなそれぞれ違うのです。
According to a new Tel Aviv University study published in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, there isn't a clear biological difference between male and female brains. Previously, it has been understood that males and females have very different brains due to differences in brain structure and speech patterns. After researchers analyzed 1,400 MRI scans of male and female brains holistically,rather than based solely on structure and size, they found that the differences were more individualistic than gender-oriented. Study lead Daphna Joel made the following statement regarding the study. We separate girls and boys, men and women all the time. It's wrong, not just politically, but scientifically. Everyone is different.
そう、これ面白いのは、他のいろんな科学者の人たちも、この研究を見て、すごく面白いっていう、ステイメンを出してるというか、
right.
初めての試みだから、かなりこれまで考えられていた女性の男性のとかっていうのが、覆されますねみたいな話。
When we say that the brains of males and females are different, what are we talking about? When you say the brain, we mean the physical brain?
Right.
Or how the brain works. How the person is behaving differently due to differences in their brain. Do you know what I mean?
I guess. Well, what they were saying was that, なんかこれまでそのサイズとか、なんかグレーマターのデンシティとか、その一個一個の部位を見ていくと、確かに男性はこういう傾向があります、女性はこういう傾向がありますっていうのが強い部分がある、からそれだけを見て男性と女性って全然違うんだね脳もと言ってたんだけれども、全体でをちゃんと加味すると、男性女性とかっていう問題じゃなかったみたいななんか個人個人の差だったみたいな、
So the idea is that you can be a womanAnd your brain can be different enough from other women's brains that it would fall into the traditionally male category.
Right, right, right. そう、なんか確かに男性に多い特徴とか女性に多い脳の特徴とかはあるらしいのね。ただそれが、そう、今マイケルが言ったみたいに統一されてるわけじゃないから、全部の男女で。
Right.
だからそう男性の女性のとは言えないっていう。
Do you know this this expression that men are from Mars and women are from Venus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a book too, right?
I don't know if it originated with the book, but it was pretty popular.
Yeah.
It's an idea that's been embraced by mainstream media and society for a long time.
So,
are we starting to think about it more as more on the individual level,
right?
And just, is this, I don't know, how much of this is linguistic, how much of it is political, like semantics, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you can say, oh, this is masculine, but what's really masculine? The scientific reality, you know, suggests that that's just a generalization. Well, can't you still use it based on a generalization? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so 今なんかさ中間地点っていうかさ、なんかシフトしてる中間にいる感じしない、
right.
こうなんか男はこう、女はこうみたいなだったところから、ちょっとなんか あ、そういうことでもなかったねみたいな。
Yeah, but I feel like the reality that we perceive about genders is it's not just the science. There's something cultural going on.
Right,
There's something linguistic going on here that is kind of hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
It's kind of slippery.
私なんかフランスだと今まさにその言語の問題が出てるらしく、なんかまあその英語でもさ、カメラマン、まあ、カメラマン、カメラウーマンもいるじゃんとかさ、まあ、そういう議論があったんだけど、フランスでまさにそういうなんか男性名詞みたいなのがすごく多くて、その職業についている女性もたくさんいて、ただそれを女性っぽく言っちゃうと文法的に間違ってることになっちゃうから、それどうするみたいな議論になってるらしいっていうのを最近読んだけど、
Well, this study certainly seems to be in the politically correct realm, right? Where it's like, you know, we shouldn't make generalizations based on genders and all that. And I just wonder, you know, are we implying that these general characteristics of each gender are like, I don't know. It seems like we apply that they're positive or negative in some sense. Like we say something about women and then it can be seen as being a negative thing. Or we say something about men and make it a negative thing. Men are aggressive and,
right.
and women are emotional and irrational. And, and we try to diffuse all of this. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's kind of
難しいよね。でもね、
It's weird.
なんかそれが当てはまる人もいるし当てはまんない人もいるっていう、だからでもなんかこう私も多分このポッドキャスト始めた時とかもそうだったけど、なんかやっぱさその Women are from Mars or whatever Venus, I don't know、 それとかもすごい流行ってたし、こうなんか女ってこうだよねとか男ってこうだよねとか、なんかそういうのすごい楽しかったの昔は。なんか男って本当こうだよねとか、でもなんか大人になるにつれそれってただただ自分が見てきたサンプル数が少ないだけで、そんな単純なものじゃないっていうか、もっと世にはいろんなケースがあるなっていうかさ、そんな
depends where you're, you know, who you're looking at too.
Yeah.
Because I think the differences between the genders is going to be more extreme in some cultures than others, perhaps.
そう、あと最近そのまさにジェンダーアンビギュイティみたいな、あの、ジェンダーアンビギュアスな人たちとかがもうちょっとこう日の目を浴びるようになってきたっていうか、もうちょっとオープンにできるようになってきて、だからこの研究をやった教授もその要は性器だけ genitals を見れば、まあ性の差っていうのはもちろんあるんだけれども、その他の体の部分においてそれがどこまでエクステンドされてるのかっていうのが、まあ、脳もそうだとされてきたけど、そうじゃないようだみたいなことを言ってた。
The brain is trillions of times more complicated.
Yeah,
like the comparison just seems ridiculous to me. We really don't know very much about the brain.
Yeah, that's what this professor wanted to point out. You know, it's not that simple.
Yeah, I feel like the study is onto something, but I feel like the conclusion, like it's,you know, we separate men and women, but it's wrong, and like, you know, it just seems, it's like they're making the same mistake. You know, they're saying it's not one or zero, it's not male or female, we have individuals, it's in between. But then to say that you can't make generalizations about genders and that everyone's just an individual seems too extreme as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think there's
value in recognizing the difference.And if you think about how, look at the jobs, look at the things that men typically like doing, you know, rebuilding an engine or something.
Yeah.
Most women have zero interest in anything like that.
That's just
reality.
I think that, you know, なんかこういうコメントが出るのも仕方ないっていうか、なんていうの、今までこっちのエクストリームに触れてきたから逆のエクストリームを言いたくなる人がいるのは分かるっていうかさ、
right.
you know, to balance things out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think that's sort of what's going on.
Yeah, だからそのやっとこっちのエクストリームに触れる人が出てくるっていう、なんていうの、今まで片っぽだけだったから、だからそれはそれで面白いなと思うけど。
I think this is following a very apparent trend of boundary dissolution.
Right.
Boundaries are continuing to dissolve. National boundaries, racial boundaries, linguistic boundary, any sort of a boundary you can think of seems to be dissolving across like all these different, it doesn't matter what you're talking about.
確かに.
Right? And that's being accelerated by our own technologies.
Right.
All of our technologies contribute to this.
Right, right. そうだね。なんか、Yeah, that's so true. なんかさ、変な話だけど、歌手とかさ、ムービースターズとかもそうじゃない。昔はなんかもう超一部の人とそれ以外の人みたいな、
right.
すごいバウンダリーがあったけど、まあ、アメリカンアイドルなり YouTube なり、なんかそのバウンダリーも、
right.
ちょっと分からなくなってきてるみたいな。
Right.
It's like if you're good, then yeah, you're good みたいな。
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
all these, yeah, that's just more boundary dissolution.
面白いね。
Yeah, it's interesting to just keep an eye open for it. Because anytime we talk about news, there's usually something like that going on.
そうだね。
On some level.
That's so true. それ今まで考えたことなかった。トレンドとして。
Yeah.
さすがですね。ミシガン大学の調査で出産経験がある女性の 15% が自然には治らない骨盤の損傷を抱えたままになっていることが分かりました。調査では放射線医師、産科医、助産婦などのチームが出産によって骨盤の筋肉が断裂する可能性が高い女性たちを MRI を使ってモニターしました。これまで出産により骨盤周りの神経や筋肉が損傷していると思われていましたが、実際はモニターした4分の1のケースで恥骨骨髄炎を起こして水が溜まっているか恥骨にひびが入っていました。また3分の2のケースで筋肉に水が溜まっており強い肉離れを起こしていたほか、 41% の女性が骨盤の筋肉が断裂して骨から外れてしまっていました。チームは以下のように述べています。スポーツ選手が同じような怪我を負った場合はすぐに MRI が取られ検査されます。出産した女性全員に MRI が必要とは言いませんが、回復が遅い、何か不快感を感じる、骨盤底筋運動がもうできないなどと感じたら専門家に見てもらうべきです。
According to a new study by Michigan University, 15% of women who have given birth suffer lasting damage to their pelvis. In the study, a team of researchers including midwives, radiologists, and who else was there?
What?
Midwives, radiologists, and other researchers.
Yeah.
monitored women at high risk of experiencing trauma to the hip area during birth. The images showed that a fourth of women monitored experienced fluid accumulation in the pubic bone marrow. In two-thirds of cases, women experienced severe muscle strain. Lastly, 41% of the women monitored experienced pelvic muscle tears with the muscle separating from the bone.The research team made the following statement regarding the study. If an athlete sustained a similar injury in the field, she'd be in an MRI machine in an instant. We're not saying that every woman who gives birth needs an MRI, nor that women should not do Kegel exercises. A key point is that if a woman is sensing that she has delayed recovery or unusual symptoms of discomfort, or feels she just can't Kegel anymore, she should see a specialist.
So...まあ、この3分の2はとか言ってるのはその骨盤の筋肉が断裂する可能性が高い女性たちの中でだから、女性全体の中でではないんだけれども、まあそれでも結構高い頻度っていうことで、なんか普通は出産してから6週間で体が元に戻りますって言われるんだって。でも中にはやっぱり8ヶ月以上かかる女性もいて、まあ自分ではわからないとか気づいて、まあ、気づいてないというか、なんか変だなと思ってるけど、まあこういうもんなのかなと思って放置しちゃう人が多いっていう。
Do you want to explain this Kegel? How does Kegeling?
I actually don't
Kegel?
know.
Kegel?
Kegel? 運動?
It's like what's it's like trying not to pee is、
yeah.
the muscle?
いやいやいや、そうだ。あの、おしっこしてる間にグッと止めて、こう筋肉を鍛えるみたいな。だからその、
And that rehabilitates the pelvic area.
Yeah, yeah. そう、でもそのそれをいかにやろうと頑張ったとしても、そのさっきの話みたいに筋肉がもう骨から外れちゃってたりとかすると、どんだけこれをやっても意味がないから、本当は専門家に見てもらわないといけないっていう。そう、すごいよねこの。
It's pretty, sounds pretty serious.
Yeah.
Or at least painful.
Yeah.
I don't know how serious it is. I mean, it's not like people are dying from this or anything, but
they don't die, but like 例えばその尿漏れじゃないけどさ、とか、まあそういう多分いろんな症状はあると思うんだよね、実際なんか痛いとかさ。でもまあ大したことないかなと思って、まあ、ほっといちゃう。まあ忙しいだろうしね、子育てしなくちゃいけないしさ。でそのまあだから8ヶ月以上ね、そのリカバリーにかかる人がいるっていうことなんだけど、産休ってだいたい8週間とかだから、普通に全然治ってないのに仕事に戻ってる人もいっぱいいるっていうことじゃん。
Well, I think you can go back to work without it fully recovering. I tore my hamstring like 2 months ago,
okay,
or something. Well, I was trying to do the splits because I'm like really close.
Okay.
And I was just for like throwing kicks and stuff. But I was trying to do the splits and I just forced it a little bit too much. And I just felt the muscle fibers just...
God.
Just... It was the weirdest. It feels really weird when it's happening. You can just feel all the fibers tearing.
Ew. Like, is it like each fiber? なんか裂けるチーズみたいな感じ?
It feels like that in your leg, but it's really gradual. You feel like like as it tears apart.
Okay.
Yeah, but it just got swollen and just
Yikes.
Really painful for weeks. But so, it's not like they can do anything about it, you know?
Right.
Like the doctor is not going to go in there. I mean,
right,
if it separates from the bone, obviously they may need to do something.
あとその出産した時に腹筋がこう、た、なんていうの、横に割れちゃって、それがまあそのまま治らない人がいるみたいなんだよね。それも、まあその体にはあんまり良くないらしいんだけど、内臓もあんま守られてない状態だし、でもなんかそれも分からずに、あ、このまましょうがないのかなってしちゃう女の人もいっぱいいるみたいだし、なんかさ、やっぱ多分出産した後って本当にいろんなことが起きるじゃん、体の変化っていうかさ、髪が抜けたりとか、何、まあ授乳もしなくちゃいけないしとか。なんか多分いろんなことがありすぎてさ、ちょっとした不快感とかはもうなんかこんなもんかってなっちゃうのかね。
How do they determine who's at risk?
そう、それ私書いてなくて分かんなかったんだよね。これどうやって分かったんだろう。
I feel like just looking at girls' bodies you can kind of guess. Like this girl has really wide hips. She probably...It's going to have an easier time.
そんな問題なのかな?
It is. Like the baby physically has to come out.
Right.
So girls with, you know, the childbearing hips
I guess.
Are going to have an easier time giving birth than if you have
Maybe.
Narrow hips.
Like if you're really petite, then I guess. でもなんかね、面白いのはこのミシガン大学がその、まあ、MRI 使った方がいいぐらいあの、まあ、こういう損傷になってることがありますっていうことで、まあ、出産っていうのは人体が経験できる、まあ、最もそのトラマティックなイベントだみたいなこととかを言って結構強調してるんだよね。でその記事のコメント欄見るともうなんか喧嘩みたいになっててなんか男性がなんか何子供を産むのは自分のチョイスなんだからそんな文句言うなみたいな、 なんかその怪我とか知らねえよみたいな。で女性たちがなんか、right. じゃあ自分で産んでみろみたいななんかすごいことになってて、それはそれでちょっと面白かったんだけど。
Yeah, it's kind of weird that men never have to go through it or think
yeah.
about going through something like childbirth.
Yeah.
Which, for sure, it's a traumatic experience. But I think experiences like that can get you to realize that traumatic experiences aren't necessarily bad at all.There's nothing
right.
inherently bad about something that's traumatic.
Right, but that doesn't change the fact that it's scary or like painful yeah. or, you know, like you kind of have to do all kinds of exercise and whatever to look fit again or like to feel sexy again. You know, like so much that women have to go through, I guess. So like, I think these comments by men like don't really help. Like, oh, right. It was your choice anyway. Like, oh, come on. So that was kind of interesting. だからね、結構たまにさ、出産してすぐ仕事に戻る人とかいるけどさ、すごいよね。
Well, families used to be really big a few generations ago too.
Yeah, yeah.
Women would have like 7 kids.
本当だよね。なんかそのだから要は一回子供を産むとすごいエネルギーを使うって言うじゃん。だからこうちゃんと休まないと産後鬱とかにもなるしみたいな。もうなんか一回死にそうになる勢いみたいなって言うじゃん、出産って。それをさ、うちのおじいちゃんとか11人兄弟とかでさ、11回も死にそうな体験とか意味が分かんない。すごいよね。It's incredible. でも
Nobody has that many kids anymore. Nobody. Doesn't matter where you are.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
あ、うん、だってテレビでさ、特集されるぐらいだもんね、そういうのって。なんか大家族みたいなさ。
Yeah, but that would have been...
It's that rare.
You know, there were so many of those before.
Yeah. そうね。
It's pretty surprising how drastically
two generations.
Yeah, the birth rate has fallen.
でもだって産みたいなんていうの、そのどんなに経済効果というかさ、なんか GDP とかあの、失業率の低下とかどんだけ安倍さんが頑張ってもその労働力となる人間がかなり減ってるからさ。そこをどうにかしないとみたいな、よく海外のメディアでも言われてるけどさ、なんかこう産みたくなるようにあんまりプロモートしてないもんね、政府が。あと今なんかね、この間誰かが言ってたのが、今なんか産婦人科医のドラマかなんかやってんだって日本で。でそれがドラマだから毎回何かコンプリケーションが起きるわけじゃん、
right.
それ見てるとすごい怖くて嫌になるとか言ってみんな言ってた。だからこのタイミングでさ、この少子化の状態でそのドラマやるのあんまいいアイディアじゃなくない？嫌になっちゃうよね、みんな。
You know, if it changes that drastically in two generations, just think about two generations from now, like
where, 本
当だよ。 I mean, it's not for sure that it's going to continue on the same trend, but still.
ね、しかもなんか、じゃあ子供を産んだらすごい褒めてくれるかって言ったらそんなことないっていうかさ、その何ベビーカーが邪魔だって言われるとか、仕事クビになるとかさ、なんか全然リワードがないみたいな、社会からの。それは嫌になるよね、みんな。
Right.
じゃあいいやみたいな。
Yeah, it's not really a matter of, you know, it's not like the government needs to come out with their some marketing machine or some promotional, you know,
yeah,
like not brainwashing, but some weird social programming like that. That's not what's needed. What's needed is just a socioeconomic environment where having multiple children in a city is realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. そう、本当にそう。なんかね、待機児童とかもすごいしね。次。UK のエジンバラ大学とインドハイデラバードの NIMS が608人の脳卒中患者のデータを分析したところ、バイリンガルの人は脳卒中を起こした後に認知機能が通常レベルに回復する確率が2倍になっていることが分かりました。また回復後の集中力や情報処理のテストでもより高い成績を残していました。チームは一つの言語から他の言語へ切り替える行為が脳のトレーニングになっており、脳が損傷を受けた際に強みになっている可能性があるとしています。今回の研究のベースとなったハイデラバードはテルグ語、ウルドゥー語、ヒンズー語、英語が混在する複数文化の都市で、頻繁に言語を切り替える必要がある人が多く、そのためにモノリンガルとの差もより大きくなっているのかもしれないとチームは述べています。
A study by the University of Edinburgh in the UK and Nizam's Institute of Medical Sciences in Hyderabad, India, has found that bilingual people are twice as likely to recover from a stroke after analyzing data from 608 stroke victims in Hyderabad. Additionally, performance on concentration and data processing tests were greater post-recovery for bilinguals. According to the researchers, switching between languages is good training which aids the brain's repair process. As the subjects are from a very multicultural city where the residents frequently switch between Telugu, Urdu, Hindi, and English, the results may not be representative of other multilingual populations.
So, 2倍っていうのはすごいよね。
What are your odds of recovery in the first place?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, その認知機能が戻るっていうのはそんなに高い確率じゃないんじゃない？その普通レベルまで戻るっていうのはさ、I don't know.
Well,
like my grandpa changed a lot after he got a stroke. Like his personality changed too, which is kind of crazy. Which made me think about like who you are, like what is making who you are.
Right.
You know, it's like wow, you get a stroke and then you're a different person. So who are you? You know, it's pretty mysterious.
Well, people change when they drink alcohol.
Right.
Their personality changes.
Right.
Who are you?
ね、本当不思議だよね。
Your personality changes when you drink coffee.
ね。
Your personality is different if you don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
For sure, a stroke is going to change something.
そう、なんかでも前に多分こうバイリンガルだとアルツハイマーになる時期が遅れるとか、まあ少なくなるとかっていうのもあったけど、だからまあ脳がトレーニングされてるっていうことはことだよね。
Yeah.
まあだからこのポッドキャストとか最強じゃない？英語と日本語同時にみんな聞かなきゃいけないからさ、超トレーニングされてるじゃん。
Yeah, I mean, if it's not training, then it's easy for you, and you already you already know everything.
Right? True, yeah.
And I don't think there's that many people like that.
So, だからなんか、そう、この人たちが最後に言ってたのは、そのあれなんだよね。バイリンガルと言っても、あのこっそりこっちの言語を喋れるみたいな。でも一個しか普段使ってないとかだとちょっとどうかわかんないんだけど、常にこう。2個を使ってるとか2個3個使ってるみたいな人は、
people that can
っていうこと。
Speak 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's probably the most interesting stuff is going to come out of them.
Yeah. That's true. I've met some people like who speak more than 5 languages とか。
Yeah, I've met someone that speaks like 9 languages. There's some people that they just grow up in a weird mixed family in Europe.
I've met some who are like who started with one or two, and then like なんかもうなんていうの向いてる language learning 向いてる人みたいな。だから普通に5、6個喋れるけど全然簡単だったみたいな。もう1言語1年みたいな。
Well,
何でも喋れますみたいな。
The human brain is so effective for taking in patterns. And so because of that, if you can expose your brain to a certain pattern and understand that pattern, you know, once you're like 2-3 languages in, you're probably just running
right,
at that
right.
point, right? Because
right.
you know, they're not that different in the way that they need to be approached for you to learn them and, you know, whatever that process is
そうね。
for you individually.
Yeah.
Right.
まあ、なんかいろんなニュース読むけどバイリンガルでいることの悪いなんかその体にとって悪いことみたいなのは出てこないからまあこれ聞いてる人にはいいニュースじゃないと思った It's like yay
Well the main thing is you can talk to different people that have different ideas
Yeah for sure
And that alone is so huge like you don't understand if you're not there
Yeah そうねそうなんかさあのツイッターで誰かがこの間私がさパリの銃撃の話で、あのその銃撃されたレストランにムスリムの人たちもいましたみたいなことを言ったらなんかどこにもその記載が見当たらないんだけどソースは何ですかって言われて英語のメディアだとめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるのね、だからえ何の話でもって超あるよって思ったんだけど多分日本語だとあんまりないっていうことなんだろうなと思って、なんかその差がやっぱりすごいよね。
Yeah. And what you see there in the internet is happening within people and people's minds. So when you talk to people that are speaking English, you're going to be exposed to a lot of different things that you won't be exposed to if you're talking to someone in Japanese.
Right, right. そう、もったいないよね。次。
China is building a 3.8 billion yen commercial animal cloning facility in a government-sponsored business area 160 kilometers from Beijing. The company in charge of the facility, Boya Life, plans to grow 100,000 cow embryos per year with the target of providing 5% of domestic meat and eventually scale output up to 1 million cloned cows per year by the year 2020. Recently, the European Parliament voted to outlaw the sale of cloned livestock. The FDA, however, has stated that cloning produces safe food. Labeling is not required for cloned meat in the United States. Additionally, it's another one of these Chinese name, Zhu Xiaochun, the chief executive, made the following statement regarding the possibility of cloning humans. Unfortunately, currently the only way to have a child is to have it be half its mom, half its dad. Maybe in the future you have three choices instead of one. You either have 50-50, or you have a choice of having the genetics 100% from daddy or 100% from mommy. This is only a choice.
北京から160キロ離れた中国政府が支援するビジネス地区で38億円規模の動物のクローン施設の建設が進められています。計画を率いるボイヤーライフは毎年10万トンのクローン牛の胎児を作る予定で、国産肉の 5% を自社のクローン肉にすることを目指します。将来的には2020年までに毎年100万頭のクローン牛を生み出すのが目標です。欧州議会はクローン動物の販売を禁止していますが、一方アメリカの FDA はクローン技術で食の安全性は確保できるとしており、クローン動物の肉について特別に表記する義務はありません。チーフエグゼクティブのシュー・シャオチュン氏は人間のクローンについて以下のように述べています。残念なことに、現段階で人間の子供を作るには半分母親、半分父親という方法しかありません。将来的にはその一つだけでなく三つの選択肢ができるかもしれません。半分母親、半分父親か 100% 母親の遺伝子だけか 100% 父親の遺伝子だけか、これは単なる選択肢の問題です。 This is only a choice.
Yeah.
でもさ、なんかさ、そのチョイスあるとさ、すごいなんか嫌なやつみたいになりそうじゃない？ It's like, yeah, let's get married みたいな感じで結婚して、But I only want my genes for my kids みたいな、not yours. いらないみたいな。
Well, you wouldn't have to get married to have a child. You probably would do some.
もう一人でいいやみたいな。
Clone in vitro thing.
I guess. But I mean, like to.なんていうの、結婚してる前提だとしてさ、夫婦間で話し合うわけじゃん、どうするみたいな、半分ずつにするか、でもあなたの遺伝子あんま良くなさそうだから私のだけで良くないとかさ、なんか変じゃないなんか言いにくいよね。しかも It's like, <Yeah. S 1> I don't need your DNA. No thanks みたいな。
Yeah, I don't know.It's weird because sometimes people have DNA that they don't want to pass on. So if people are in a relationship and let's say the mother has or the father has some hereditary genetic disorder
right.
or issue, then maybe they would want to only use the genetic material from the other person.
だからもうクローンってことだよね。私のミニマミみたいな。
Right. Right. Well, it's like you have twins and we don't prevent twins from occurring and we
right.
don't think that's super weird. But
right.
it's twins that are generation apart. Twins that have a parent-child relationship, which...
Right.
Does that ever happen? I don't think it has. I think you need cloning for that
to happen. この牛をさ、クローンで作るメリットってその何
taste
consistent にできるってこと
yeah there's better cows to eat right
right
you want a particular looking
cattle.
So
like they don't need to breed anymore っていうこと?
I don't know. I don't know how they're doing the whole, you know, how the actual birth process is going on, but they have been cloning animals for food since 1998, supposedly.
Okay.
And I think as of, I should have written this down, 2006 or something, there was maybe 600 different cows that were being cloned from. So 600 cows that have been cloned.
Okay.
In the United States. Who okay. knows how many clones were actually produced from those cows.
But right.
The thing about cloning is, even if a regulatory body says no cloning, it's very difficult to determine whether or not meat came from a clone or not.
Right.
You can't.
しかもまあ、クローン牛って言っても、牛は牛だもんね。なんていうの?同じのが二人いたっていうだけっていうかさ。
Basically.
Right?
It's similar to what we've done with the agricultural industry. All corn looks the same, right?
Right. そうだよね。
But it's with animals.
なんかだからすごい昔にそのクローン技術っていうものがあるらしいみたいなレベルの時はさ、なんかこう映画とかもすごいできたし、すごい怖いものみたいな。
Right.
でもなんか。そのアイデアに慣れてきてよくよく考えるとなんか
You're down.
なんか it's
Would you eat a clone burger? Like right now if we could have a clone burger you'd be down.
Yeah, because I mean what's the difference, right? It's beef anyway. It's a cow. Like do you know what
right.
I mean?
Well, I don't think cloning would be the worst thing going on in the meat industry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's kind of fucked up that this animal is born. It's a copy of a different animal that lived before it. And it's such a product at that point. You know what I mean?
そう、それだけはね、ちょっとなんか嫌な感じ。
This animal is such a product at this point. You've been decided down to the genetics and you're born and just force-fed a bunch of corn and other shit and antibiotics.
なんかさ、数おいしぐろとか思い出しちゃうから、you know, never let me go. I don't know if you've read it, but なんかさ、だからもう将来的にはあの iPS 細胞とかでなんか肉だけを作るみたいな、なんか生き物を作るんじゃなくて、なんか肉だけ。
Are you robbing that animal of its life, or are we preventing it from having suffered?
Preventing it from having to take away
population control
a life.
Is so weird. Controlling birth. I mean, we're talking about the reduction of population here, but it's like, you know, if you really try to think about the difference between having a child and that child, if there's like a miscarriage or not getting pregnant in the first place, or you have a child and they, you know, like.What I mean? Like, is not having a child bad?
I always think about it lately, now that I'm married, and, you know, I've had a surgery.
Right.
And so, 普通の人よりは、あの、miscarriage ってなんて言うんだっけ?流産の確率が高いんだよね、私は、その子宮頸がんの手術をしたから。
Right.
それは確実に先生に言われてる。だから、その、例えば、できなかったりとかっていうのももちろん可能性は誰にでもあるわけじゃん。できてみるまでわかんない、生まれてみるまでわかんないから。
It's weird. But, like, anyone who's born, regardless of the circumstances, is happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Enjoys their life. There are people like you can say, "Oh, my child won't have a good life because we don't have enough money and whatnot." And then someone in Ethiopia has four children and they're all happy.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like, you know, what is, I don't know.
Happiness?
Not what is happiness, but just this thing of like, you know, breeding animals, cloning animals for the purpose of making them into food. Is this morally okay? Is this fucked up? Is this something that has to be conferred from us?
I think, well, personally, なんかもう 肉を大量生産してその商品としてスーパーとかにガーって売ってること自体がもはや morally wrong じゃんと思ってる。だから I think so. I think so. とかなんかこう卵とかもさ、最近も私ずっとあれを買ってんの、なんていうの、平飼いの卵っていうの、その自由に歩いてる鳥から取った卵、そのケージにこうやって詰め込んで産ませてるんじゃなくてとか、その方が高いんだけど、まあなんかそれをちゃんとやってる人をサポートするっていう意味でとか、なんか I don't know, like I always think about it because since my cat died, it's like it feels like everything is wrong. Everything we're doing with animals.
If you go vegan, it's like, well, what about plants? What they don't move
the
same way.
Yeah, so it's really like なんかキリがないんだけど、で特にこうやって都市に住んじゃってるわけだからさ、もうそもそもうちらが肉を食べれるっていうこと自体がなんていうの、すごい恵まれてるっていうのか不自然っていうのか分かんないけど、 you know, like we never have to kill any animal, we never even have to see it, you know, we probably wouldn't want to see it either, so, but then we were eating it all the time. So なんかこういうこと考えていくと like it makes me go crazy, like oh my
maybe killing animals is better, right?
Like on your own, you mean?
Yeah,
for sure.
If you care about what the animal experiences, but the animal doesn't give a fuck about you.
Right. Or just like eat less meat in general. Like,
yeah.
なんかすごいだからやっぱ濃い味付けとかさ、なんか、そういう時別にお肉いらないんじゃないとか思う。
I think there are moral questions that don't have answers.
Yeah, そうだね。So you
we assume
conclusion.
That there is.
Yeah, that's so comfortable. Yeah, that's so comfortable.
But
そうだね。
Yeah, I mean, I think.
まあずっとこれはね言われてることというかさ。
We can do what we want, but it's important for us to do it with the realization that nature is ourselves.
Right.
So, and I think if we can understand things like that,
about
you know, what is nature and who are we and what's our place in it? Are we, you know, all that stuff? Then at least it's, you don't feel as guilty being part of a cycle or being part of a process or whatever is going on.
Yeah.
I guess. One of the main researchers behind this, this cloning facility, is a person named Hwang Woo-suk. That works for the Korean company Suam Biotech that clones dogs.
Right.
But this this person in the mid in like 2005 ish around there got in trouble a very similar way as Obokata did with the just bullshitting some scientific research. But apparently, yeah, this person is one of the...
Is it a he or she? Do you know?
I don't know.
So this person got away with it, or...?
Well, apparently the people at Boya Life don't seem to really
care.
Be concerned about it. But that's just kind of a weird twist in this story. It's like, that's kind of weird.
まあ、
It'd be interesting to see if anything happens with that.
まあね、まあどういう経緯で起きたかにもよるけどね。なんかまあ一度の間違いは許してくれるっていうことじゃない？
Yeah.
そっか、ここで急におぼかたさんの名前が出てくると思わないからびっくりしたけど、そっか。
Yeah.
まあ彼女もね、でもなんかその何実際に迷惑かけた業界の人とかさ。にすごく怒られるのは分かるんだけど、なんかもうすごい何メディアにいろいろ言われて普通の人からにも怒られるみたいな、ちょっとかわいそうだった。
Yeah, it's weird how big of a deal that really was.
Yeah,
it's like,
and it's funny because most
people, if you're
people,
younger
like,
and you do the same thing on your homework, it's not like world
yeah, it's not
news
it. Yeah, そうだね、 just
but, yeah,
wrong
the
place I guess. And it's funny because most people don't usually really care about these science stuff, you know, so it's like 急になんかすごい怒ってる人とかさ、なんか
there's a lot of discussion about the actual process for looking at these different papers that are submitted and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that incident, and I think that was good.
そうだね。
For the field.
そうだね。確かに。
One other thing they're considering doing with this facility is preserving the genetic material of endangered animals.
この韓国の会社でしょ?
Well, the Korean or the Chinese company Boya Life.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah, we talked
well
about
the
it sometime.
Chinese government.
Right, right. なんか話したよね。すごい数の動物の DNA を持ってる。
Yeah, that was a different facility, but.
Ah, okay.あ、じゃあいっぱいあるのか。
Yeah, they want to bring back woolly mammoth or whatever.
うん。
次。 A campaign called Virtual Racism Real Consequences is putting racist Facebook posts up on billboards in the neighborhoods of the offenders using the post location data. The project is being carried out by a Brazilian non-profit organization called Crioula that aims to defend the rights of black women. Organizers made the following statement on their website. We omit names and faces of the authors because we have no intention of exposing anyone. We just want to educate people so that in the future they think about the consequences before posting racist comments.
黒人女性の権利のために戦うブラジルの NPO クリオーラがバーチャル上の人種差別にリアルな報いというキャンペーンで Facebook 上の人種差別的コメントを大きな広告に印刷し、コメントした本人の家の近所に大々的に貼り出しています。クリオーラはウェブサイトで以下のように説明しています。私たちはコメントした人たちの実名や顔は伏せています。個人的に誰かを晒すつもりはありません。ただ今後ネット上で人種差別的な発言をする前にそれがもたらす結果を考えてほしいだけです。まさに今ね、あの J リーグのガンバ大阪のサポーターの人がなんか黒人の選手になんか死ねみたいなことをツイッターで言ったりとか、なんかこう韓国人のなんかミスをしたのかな、なんか選手に対してもなんか韓国人嫌いみたいなことを言ったりとかして、
right.
まあすごい、まあサッカーいつもそういうのなんか問題になるけど、
a lot of yeah, I don't know what it is with the soccer crowds, but it just seems like there's so many idiots. You know, like stereotypically.You say like soccer hooligans.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is,
crazy.
But it just brings out crazy people.
Yeah. So, だからまあ Twitter とか Facebook になるとね、急になんか気が大きくなって、変なひどいことを言っちゃうみたいな。ただそれが実際に傷ついてる人もいるんですよっていうことだよね。
Well, this all started in July, where there was the first black weather forecaster or first female black weather forecaster on a major Brazilian TV network made a correction of someone who is like kind of a well-respected like news anchor type person because they made a mistake and she like corrected them. And then there was a lot of backlash against her for doing that.
What?
Yeah.
変なの。
Yeah, and a lot of it was racist.
まあなんか人種だけじゃなくてすごいよね。やっぱりネットだとこうなんか急にみんな意地悪になっちゃうっていうか。
people just casually comment on Twitter. I got home stinking of black people.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's just.I don't know. There's just a bunch of these.
まあ、考えてないんだろうね。頭を全然使ってないんでしょうね、多分ね。
Yeah, I mean, the comments seem to be suggesting that she's like filthy because she's black. Like physically dirty.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like what? いつの時代って感じ。
And that goes on in Brazil, which is actually a pretty racially diverse place.
Well, actually, it's funny because it happens in Colombia too, and there's so many black people there. So it's like it doesn't matter what's minority or majority, you know.
Right.
It really doesn't matter, which is strange. But so なんでだろうね。なんでこうネットだと何でも言っていいみたいなさ、なんか。 急にどうしたの?
Oh, it's not just mean, it's just dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, racial insults are just, I don't know, there's something really dumb about it.
Yeah, it's not like just race, it can be anything, so, you know, like just attacking someone on the internet, especially someone that you haven't even met.
Yeah.
It's like, why put so much energy on it? It's so weird.
So what do you think of this idea of taking their posts and putting it up on billboards? What happens when people in their neighborhood, like, kind of recognize their... I mean, they kind of blur it out, but I feel like you can kind of maybe tell.
Ah, okay. まあ、とか本人が見たらそれはギョッとするよね。
Yeah.
これ自分のやつじゃん、みたいな。
And they definitely are seeing this, right?
Yeah. やべえ、みたいになるよね。まあ、だから、ね、ネットで書いたことがそこに留まってると思うなよっていうことでしょ。なんかね、最近そのたまにこう英語のメディア、日本の英字誌とか の, あのインタビューの手伝いの仕事みたいなのやってんだけどさ、そこでそのこの間もすごいネットで叩かれてるあの女性タレントに会ってきたんだけどさ、もうね超いい人、超いい人だしめっちゃしっかりしてるし頭いいみたいな。だからなんかネットとかで叩いてる人は彼女を実際に会ってみたら一瞬で謝りたくなると思うっていうレベル、だからなんかさこう想像力が欠如してるよね、なんかなんていうの、あ実際自分がアタックしてる相手が人間だっていうことを忘れてるっていうかさ、なんかこんないい人、なんかこの人のこと嫌いな人なんて本当にいるのかっていうぐらいの人なんだけど、すごい叩かれてるのがやっぱり意味、実際に会うと意味が分からないっていうか。
Well, I think part of it is people generally don't believe what they're saying. People say mean things, but I don't know. It's like,
なんか多分しかも言った方は言っても忘れてるじゃん、そんなこと。なんか別にな
んてことないみたいな。 Yeah, like a lot of it's trolling, so they don't actually believe what they're saying. They're just trolling. They want attention. They want to get a reaction out of this person.
Yeah.
So,
でも言われてる方はやっぱりね、もうずっと残っちゃうというか、傷ついちゃうし普通に。
It's just hard. It's really hard to tell what people are thinking or how, you know, on the internet it's just whatever you write, and on Twitter it's even worse because there's only so many characters.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. I think people aren't set up to like interact this way. It's like I'm anonymous. Nobody knows what I'm going to say. I'm just going to go on here and be an asshole and nothing bad is going to happen to me. And,
yeah.
And it's just kind of an impulsive taking it out on this person sort of thing.
まあ昔からあったんだろうけどね。それはただ単にこう友達同士で言い合うとかさ、親とテレビ見ながら言うとかさ、そこで終わってたからよかったけど、それをなんかネットに載せて発信しちゃうとなんか全然違うよね。
You know, if it's a crowd and if there's someone on stage performing,whatever it is, dancing or comedy or whatever, and there's a crowd and somebody throws a tomato, other people are going to start throwing tomatoes, right? If the crowd's not feeling this person,
right.
It's easy for other people to just start throwing tomatoes. Nobody knows who threw tomatoes,
right?
But if there's someone on stage and it's the same situation, but you're the only person in the crowd, there's like one chair and you're just sitting there and you have a tomato, you're not just gonna, like, that person can see you, you know, you're just gonna, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So when you take that, if you take that away, then that changes the whole dynamic.
そうね。そう、まあ、だからそのガンバの件とかもそうだけど、実際に何かを言った時に本当にその選手がそれを見てることがあるわけじゃん、こういう風に、それですごい傷ついちゃう。だからなんかそれを考えてないのかね、まさか 見るとは思わないのかね、相手がサッカー選手だしみたいな。
Didn't YouTube try to get everyone to identify themselves? Like you have to comment on YouTube with your Google Plus or whatever it is. It was like trying to force everyone to start commenting. Yeah, and it totally didn't work at all.
Okay.
But this it's this idea, like, if people aren't anonymous, then that's going to do away with so much of the vitriol that we're getting on here, right? So, but there's a plus minus going on. If you're anonymous, then people can be honest, people can be frank, people can speak their mind, people aren't becoming targets themselves, you know. So that's where the one way street comes, where someone knows who you are but you don't know who they are.
そうね。なんかそのトレンドだってなんだろう、例えばバイリンガルニュースとかでも見れない。なんか すごい意地悪な、なんか非建設的なことを言ってくるときって大体ツイッターじゃん。フェイスブックだとやっぱり実名だからみんな普通にいい人しかいないというかさ、とかインスタグラムだとみんなのコメントが誰にでも見れるし、なんかそこでも意地悪な人いないしさ、だからやっぱツイッターかね、なんかもう手軽すぎるっていうか、手軽に何でも言えちゃうし、全然匿名じゃないし、何を言ってもバレないみたいな。
I like it though.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too. I use it a lot.
It's not just on the shit talker's side. Because there's something on the receiving end where you need to know what you're getting into, and you need to understand what this is and how people are, and don't take it too personally. Don't, you know, you can't. It's just what it is.
Yeah. But I think that both sides need to kind of ayumiyoru, you know. Because, I mean, it's like, I feel really bad when I see, like, この私がさっき話した女性みたいな。It's like, who? Because, like, 実際に会ったら絶対そんなこと言わないと思うんだよね、本人には。
Yeah, of course not.
So it's like, then don't say it, you know? Like, don't say it to her virtually, too.
Yeah, but, you know.
Really strange.
When people talk, then you have more information, because you know what people are thinking. And I think that's ultimately helpful for individuals, you know, that people can just speak their mind anonymously, and yeah, sometimes it's rude, but
I guess, but if you're attacking some stranger on Twitter, then it's not helping you. Maybe they think that, oh, I'm releasing stress, you know, it's good for me. But in the end, it's not good, because you're only increasing stress in yourself.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
It's not good. Aggressive.
It's not good for the person that's doing it. But I think it's like, it kind of just flows into this big pot of just information for everyone else, where it's like, okay, I can see that someone thinks this, right?
Oh, so you're an asshole, みたいな.
Well, I'm not trying to make a judgment about them. I'm just like, well, that's weird that someone has.
Because I see it happening on Facebook a lot recently, actually, with Donald Trump and the terrorism and everything. Like, people make a lot of comments, like, back and forth. They're kind of, like, arguing in the comment section of some article or whatever. And, you know, they're just like, ah, こんな racist だと知らなかったみたいな。じゃあもう、I'm gonna unfriend you, みたいな。So it's like, yeah, so it's like, なんか、まあ、they're just making, なんか、racist とかっていうのは大体発言することによって、まあ、自分の醜態をさらしているっていうか。
A lot of that is just ignorance and misunderstanding.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. I like reading those among my friends. It's like, wow, すごい盛り上がってるじゃんみたいな。すごいみんな怒ってるからさ。
Yeah. Microwave some popcorn.
Yeah.
Scientists will attempt to drill a hole through the Earth's crust for the first time this week. The drilling operation will be carried out at a location known as Atlantis Bank on the southwest Indian ridge of the Indian Ocean. The researchers hope to be able to recover a sample of the rock material within the plant's mantle, as well as confirm our assumptions about the composition of the crust on the way there. The researchers expect the project will require three separate expeditions to drill through the full 5.5 kilometers to the mantle. During the first phase of the project, the researchers expect to reach a depth of 1.3 kilometers. While there have been attempts to drill into the mantle before, none of them have been successful. The researchers are also interested in probing an area between the crust and the mantle, referred to as the MOHO boundary, where seismic waves produced by earthquakes change speed.
今週史上初めて科学者のチームが地球の近くに穴を開ける試みを行います。これは南西インド洋海嶺アトランティスバンクで行われる予定で、マントル内の岩のサンプルを回収するほか、マントルに到達するまでの成分を分析し、これまでの説が正しかったかを検証します。マントルまでは 5.5 キロ掘る必要があり、一度では行えないため3回に分けて掘っていきます。1回目で 1.3 キロ地点まで掘ることを目指しています。これまでの試みで人がマントルまで到達できたことはありません。チームは地震波速度の境界及び地殻とマントルの境であるモホロビチッチ不連続面についても探る予定です。モホロビチッチ不連続面って私習った学校で、
really?
もう何年ぶり、もうデケイ以上ぶりぐらいに聞いたけど習った習った、地殻とマントルの間のとこね。
We don't really know that much about it, I don't think. What do you remember?
Nothing. なんかこう地球のさ層の断面図みたいなのあるじゃん、そこにさテストでどこが何って書かされるときにモホロビチッチって覚えた。
Did you ever realize that, like really realize that that's the earth and that you're on it and like what that means? Or did you, were you just learning stuff on a diagram at school?Do you know what I mean?
そうだからそこなんだよね。要はだからそれを暗記しただけでさ、だからもう暗記の世界じゃん教育日本の。だから全然その sense of wonder みたいなの刺激さしてくれなかったね。
Like I'm on this right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And that like no one has been there before. Type of you know excitement.
Yeah.
I didn't get it back then, but now I kind of.See it. すごいよね。
Yeah, so they are going to drill through 5.5 kilometers of crust. これさ、
どうやって掘るの？その3回に分けるって言ってもさ。
There's a drill.
Right.
that is like 6 kilometers long. Like they chose, first of all, they chose this location because it's very, very thin crust. It's probably the thinnest crust on the planet.
Okay.
Because the crust gets as thick as 60 kilometers.
Whoa.
Yeah, so 5.5 is way less thick.
確かに、全然違うんだね。
Yeah, because if you drill from the bottom of the ocean, then you don't have to drill to that depth.
Right.
If you, I mean, you wouldn't want to drill from like...
Right.
The top of Everest. That right. would be done. We've been drilling、
ね、
for so many years.
そうだね。だから海の中からやんないとね。
Yeah. And the hole is going to be, they are planning for it to be 30 centimeters in diameter. So it's a very small hole. 30 centimeters.、It's like this. Yeah.
ちっちゃいね。
Yeah. And that hole is going to goall the way
okay
to the mantle.
Okay, so how is it actually going to work? They put a drill, like there are going to be humans in like,
oh, humans are going nowhere near anything. Okay. I don't think, I mean,
are they going to be
the...
in like the pod thing, you know, like what James Cameron uses?
Yeah, they have ships that specialize in drilling.
Okay.
I think Japan actually has the record for drilling.
Huh.
I don't know if they still have that record, but they had the record for the deepest drilling, and they had some really advanced drilling ship that was famous here.
どんぐらい時間かかるんだろう? Do they say?
Well, years.
Many. It takes years?
Yeah, they don't expect to get to the mantle for many years. In the 2020s, I think.
Wow.
They're going to get there.
Wow.
I think. I mean, it kind of depends how it goes, too. You know, they don't want to be, they don't want to be like, oh, we're going to pull it off in this many years.
Right.
You know, they want to kind of keep
like,
it open.
Like, is it okay to make a hole into it?
The project has been more or less sussed out by the scientific community. So,
oh, okay. So it's okay.
They think it's okay. But who knows? I mean, this could be the arrival of Godzilla. Or,
right.
You know,
ね、だって昔から言われてるよね、こう地底人みたいなさ。
What we know for sure is that there's no hole now.
Right.
So we're going from hole to, or we're going from no hole to hole.
Right.
In the mantle.
Right.
We've put holes in the crust before, but it's just the crust.
ていうかマントルなかったらどうする？受けない？
What do you mean? If it was just crust all the way down?
Or it's like something entirely
well,
different?
A lot of planets have an inactive core, so the core is not spinning, so it's okay. It's not working as a dynamo.
Okay.
The way our planet works is the core serves as a dynamo that produces this electromagnetic field that protects us from solar radiation.
Right.
And we're going to drill towards that. Because
right.
that's all going on at the center of the Earth.
Huh.
And it's really
hot down
there.
Is it okay, like, to do this? なんかさ、あの、普通のドリリングでなんか地震が起きたりするっていうじゃん。You know, in certain areas?
Yeah, with, like, fracking and with geothermal projects.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is not going to cause, like, that kind of stuff?
They don't think so.
Mm.
A 30-centimeter hole
okay.
Shouldn't be a huge deal.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Because, I mean, like, if you drill a hole, and then the seawater is going to be inside, right? The hole. Obviously.
I don't think any water is gonna. I mean, it's so hot towards the mantle. Everything may be vapor. I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there.
Okay.
Do you know the weird thought experiment of if you drilled a hole straight through the earth and then you jumped in the hole?
Yeah.
This is an experiment that has to do with gravity.
Because
normally you hit the earth, right? So if you drill a hole all the way through the earth and you jump in, what happens?
なんかその問題めっちゃいろんなところで見たことあるけど答え知らない
Well, the idea is I mean, if you drill the hole
あれだっけ、なんかこう永久に行ったり来たりし続けるみたいなやつだっけ
I believe so, yeah
そうだよね
And then you'll float in the center
Yes
I mean, what would really happen is the hole would collapse, I think I mean, I don't know I don't really know. I don't even think you can drill a hole through the center because it's kind of it's
well,
fluid.
Theoretically, right?
It's fluid, right? So it's I don't know if you can drill deeper than the mantle, actually.
Because
it's all molten.
Right. Like it's gonna be too hard.
Isn't it weird that we don't just go through a volcano? Or maybe that would be a bad idea.
Go through a volcano?
Because isn't there already a hole that goes to the mantle in a volcano? I have no...
Yeah.
I don't know shit
isn't
about volcanoes.
Isn't that the hole? I mean...
I don't know. But doesn't there need to be a hole from the volcano
to magma to come out, right?
Well, I don't know if... I don't think
isn't
you have to go
like
to the...
Isn't that like the natural hole?
I don't think you have to go to the mantle to get to magma.
Huh.
In a lot of places. I think it depends where you are.
Okay.
Because the magma can come up. But
huh.
I think there's...
誰かこれのなんかエキスパートの人誰かの番組出てくれないかな?
Think about how weird the earth is, though.
地表に詳しい人さ。
Yeah.
この...
Geologist.
いや、なんかもう今だけで超質問があるじゃん。誰か。これ聞いてる人誰かいたら教えてください。たまにねいるんだよね本当にたまにというか結構いるんだよねこうやって呼びかけるとさあのちゃんとメッセージをくれるんだよ誰かしらが、
Yeah, okay, I'm looking at this thing So I'm looking at a cutout of the earth
Okay
So it starts with crust
Right
Then mantle
Right
Then outer core Then inner core But the mantle is likeLet me just look at this. Can you see?
Yeah.
Mantle starts here. So the crust is really like crust. I mean, it's like the crust on a pie.
Yeah.
It's nothing. And it looks like there's a lot of mantle before you get to the core.
Right. Yeah, that's what I remember from the Danmenzu. Mantle chōdeikai mitaina.
Yeah, so this thing hasn't really cooled off at all, the Earth.
Right.
I mean, it has, but it's just the crust that's kind of gotten crusty. Right?
Yeah.
We're just on this really thin... We're standing on this really thin little... Like it's...
サクサクの部分.
Yeah, just this tiny thin layer on the surface.
だからそのサクサクの部分の中に熱々のなんかジャムみたいな...
Yeah, so much of it.
やばいね.
You know, if you look at one of these cutouts of the Earth, you just think, like, how is it that we're not using geothermal?
そうだね.
It just seems like there's so much energy inside this planet.
確かに. ちょっと 気になることがいっぱいあるけど.
Yeah,
面白いね. でも初めての試み. これは誰がやってんの?
I don't know the name of the team specifically.
Okay. It's just a group of experts.
Well, it's just researchers that like to drill shit. So it's led by Professor Chris McLeod, and they're going to be using the ship the Joydes Resolution.
Okay. なんかでも夢があるね、すごい。
Yeah, the project is being run under the International Ocean Discovery Program.
Okay.
So,
なんかやっぱさ、宇宙の話はNASAとかもいるしすごい多いけど、この地球の内部とかさ、まあ深海とかってあんまり聞かないから面白いよね。いや、東大元暮らし的な。
Yeah, the mantle is a really weird frontier. I don't know if we can do much beyond it. Like,
right.
Send like a boat down there, a submarine.
What?
In the mantle?
やだね、なんかそういう映画あったよね。
Really?
Core みたいな。
It was called Core?
Yeah. なんだっけ? The guy from Rain Man. What was his name? Not Tom Cruise. The Rain Man.
Oh,
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in it. With Hilary Swank.
Really?
Am I coming up with this? No. でもあった気がする、そういう映画。
What happens?
I don't know. Something scary happens.
You don't remember anything about this movie? No, they go to the center of the Earth. Right?
I don't think I saw a movie. I read the book.
Hmm.
I don't remember. It was like such a long time ago.
What did they use to go to the center?
They were in this like spaceship-ish, like a weird vehicle.
And they were in the magma or whatever?
They were like, for some reason, they had to go to the Earth core.
Hmm.
Like to save the Earth or whatever. I don't remember.
Right.
And then, you know, of course they get accidents and stuff like that.
Accident?
Yeah. Like, you know, Apollo. Something happens. Right. Something bad happens.
Well.
I don't know. I don't remember. まあ覚えてないよね、いつものこと。
Yeah.
Okay. お話終わり?
I think so.
なんかさ...
Oh, actually, I wanted to talk about this, what they're actually looking for down there is something called serpentinites, which is some sort of rocky material.
Serpentinites?
Serpentinites.
Harry Potter みたいなね.
Yeah, and it has implications for the origin of life and the presence of bacterial and other microorganisms. In the mantle.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there are living things down there.
I don't know if that's what's being... That seems so ridiculous to me. I don't know if that's what's being implied. It was really technical and it was like... You know, all this crazy speculation based on...
Huh.
These serpentinites and the way that serpentinites form because it requires that some amount of water be present near the mantle or something. But it's really weird. I mean, it's going to take some further research to...
誰か専門家の人連絡ください。
Yeah. The other thing is this this weird barrier, you know, this MOHO boundary, where the speed of seismic quakes like shifts all of a sudden. Like, I thought that was pretty weird, and it reminded me of something called the Schumann resonance, which which is at these different intervals, but one of them is 3.8 or 7.83 hertz, and that's just the frequency that this resonates at. But it's triggered generally by electrical storms or lightning storms in the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is at a certain distance from the crust of the Earth that the sort of resonance chamber formed by the atmosphere produces this 7.83 hertz frequency. When the thunder bounces between the clouds and the crust of the Earth.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god. What? Can you say that again?
So there's lightning, and that causes vibrations through air and stuff.
Right.
And so this wave bounces between the atmosphere and the surface of the Earth.
Right.
And the resonance of that is 7.83
like
hertz.
Like always?
Yes, because of the speed of sound and the distance between the atmosphere
and
the surface of the Earth. Right?
Huh. Okay. And what does that mean?
So that's sort of that's the outer version of this MOHO boundary.
Okay.
Because the speed of seismic waves, which are vibration, you know, energy, is shifting between these different boundaries in this MOHO boundary.
Right.
You know, between the crust and the mantle. I don't know. It's a weird parallel. It's waves bouncing around inside the Earth, outside the Earth, on the Earth.
Right.
It's weird.
Huh.
It's weird enough. So many people have paid so much attention to this Schumann resonance. Supposedly, they actually made a machine that produces this 7.83 hertz. And they put it in the International Space Station.
Huh.
Because they speculate that it has something to do with human biology, the resonance of that's being produced by these, by thunder.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty inconclusive at this point. But it's kind of weird stuff to think about. So if you go on YouTube and you type in like Schumann resonance, there's all these like people have come up with all sorts of weird audio recordings based on this frequency.
Okay.
And you're supposed to listen to those, and then like you can study really fast. And I don't know.
Huh. But it's not like proven scientifically or anything at this point, you mean?
Well, we don't even know what to test, really. I mean, I guess you can, you know, have someone listen to, you know, be in the presence of that machine and know it and see if there's any detectable differences, but I don't know. I don't think there's anything conclusive at this point.
Oh, okay. 面白いね. そんなの考えたこともないわ.
But it's just some of this weird stuff that people mess around with. It's like grounding.
Right.
You know, grounding, oh, you should take your shoes off and be grounded to the earth because your shoes are plastic or rubber and they insulate you, and so your body builds up this static charge, and then you're in the supermarket and you reach for something and you get shocked, and it's like, well, your body is carrying around this unnatural charge all the time.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything? We have no idea.
Right.
Maybe not.
Strange stuff.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yes.
ちょっとね、この地球の中身気になるね。急に。この話。
It's weird that that's not more interesting when you're a kid. It should be interesting.
てかね、だって授業が面白くなかったんだもん。この地学みたいなさ。
How can you not How can this not be interesting?
Right? だからその先生に聞きたいよね。It's like, how can you...
先生も興味なかったの?
I would assume... I don't know. Like, how can you make it so boring for the kids? You know, like, you must suck so much. I'm sorry, but it's like, it's beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
じゃない? Or
yeah,
at least try, you know, at least try to make it sound fun. Or get them to, you know, get the kids to be interested in it. Instead of, like, making them memorize, you know, all these terms and whatnot. It's like, そのメモライズとかどうでもいいよね。So weird.
What do we do with knowledge about the inside of the earth, though?
I don't know, but we're on it, so... Don't we want to know?
Yeah, but I think, you know, there's kind of this practical, you need to get into university, you need to do well on the tests approach that makes everything boring, right? I mean, that's sort of what we've figured out.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how it seems
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, like, they need to evaluate kids.
Mm.
That's why we have to memorize everything. I get it, but...
I'm sure if you go on YouTube right now, there's going to be some super fascinating documentary about... the inside of the earth or the structure of the earth. There's got to be.
Yeah, there's documentary for everything.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah. お話は終わり。
Yep.
引き続き Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってますのでよろしくお願いします。あと文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android と Mac。
はい。
でアプリから購入できますのでそちらも試してみてください。あと今日私あれ着てきたんだよ、ほら、宇宙トレーナー、アマゾンで、あれ宇宙トレーナーまだ売ってるよね。そうだよね、宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツまだ売ってますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。